The tip touched down as delicately as the beak of a hummingbird dipping into a flower. It colored the Crimson King's left eye, and then lifted away. Patrick cocked his head, looking at what he had done with a fascination Roland had never seen on a human face in all his long and wandering time. It was as if the boy were some Mani prophet, finally granted a glimpse of Gan's face after 20 years of waiting in the desert. Then he broke into an enormous, sunny grin. The response from the dark tower was more immediate and, to Roland at least, immensely gratifying. The old creature pent on the balcony howled in pain. "What's thee doing? Stop! It burns! Burns! Now finish the other," Roland said. "Quickly, for your life and mine." Patrick colored the other eye with the same delicate dip of the finger. Now two brilliant crimson eyes looked out of Patrick's black and white drawing, eyes that had been colored with attar of rose and the blood of Eld, eyes that burned with hell's own fire. It was done. Roland produced the eraser at last and held it out to Patrick. "Make him gone," he said. "Make yonder foul hob gone from this world and every world. Make him gone at last." 11. There was no question it would work. From the moment Patrick first touched the eraser to his drawing, to that curl of nostril hair as it happened, the Crimson King began to scream in fresh pain and horror from his balcony redoubt and in understanding. Patrick hesitated, looking at Roland for confirmation, and Roland nodded. "Aye, Patrick, his time has come, and you're to be his executioner. Go on with it." The old king threw four more sneeches, and Roland took care of them all with calm ease. After that he threw no more, for he had no hands with which to throw. His shrieks rose to gibbering whines that Roland thought would surely never leave his ears.